The rest of it's pretty straightforward. So some biological examples of where we might bump into some of these molecules which have been formed by nucleophilic addition. So millipedes are famous for being not very nice to chew on. If you've ever tried, you will remember it. The reason is that they have got a system which breaks down a cyanohydrin, which these guys store. So they store a molecule called mendelonitrile, which is a cyanohydrin containing the cyanide and the hydroxyl functional group. Now the enzyme then is able to do the reverse process of the nucleophilic addition. So it then breaks down the system to its starting constituents then, which were the corresponding aldehyde and the hydrogen cyanide, which was used in the nucleophilic addition. Hydrogen cyanide is not good news to anything, and so it shuts them down from chewing on the millipede pretty rapidly. The next one is an example of the formation of alanine, which we know is a, what's alanine? Very silent on the floor all of a sudden. Yep, got amine, yeah. What's that bit? Yep, amine and acid make today. Warm. Two other people should definitely be helping out here. It's an amino acid, you guys. Where do we find amino acids? Well, true. Protein. Remember these enzymes here that, you know, like, you're running each cell of yours has got, you know, tens or hundreds of thousands of enzymes in it, different ones. Okay, you're completely controlled by enzymes. Every one of them's a protein. Okay, so this planet's biology is entirely dependent on proteins. So every protein is made of amino acids. This is a very common amino acid, alanine. So the nature of this carbon in the center, what's important about that carbon in the center? It's a chiral center. Yeah, so that's why I'm emphasizing this business of chirality, okay? We're seeing it in proteins, and second we're going to see it in the carbohydrates. So in this case, then we take a pyruvic acid. Ammonia comes in, undergoes a nucleophilic addition. We form an imine, which we saw previously. That imine is then transformed via an enzyme into alanine. So this initial stage then is a typical example of a nucleophilic addition.